Hello and welcome to the Kinetic Fitness Show, where we inspire you to live a longer, healthier, happy, and more joyful life. We cover everything you need to know to be optimally healthy in your mind, body, and spirit. Are you ready to become the ultimate version of yourself? Well, let's dive into another episode with your host and guide by your side, Allie West.
Dr. T, welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. How are you doing today, my friend?
Doing fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. Looking forward to this. I think a great starting point, as I like to start a lot of my podcast episodes, is with your story. So a little bit of your backstory. I know you've got quite an epic story. So if you could share us a little bit with your story and also what you're currently doing now, and then we'll go from there and see where the conversation takes us.
You have a few hours, I assume.
My story. The shorter version.
we'll shorten it way down. We'll cut a lot of stuff out, but some of the stuff that will probably come back up as we talk. I mean, I did a podcast a couple of days ago, and one of them said, "Well, how did all this happen? Was this a great realization or a big moment?" And I said, "No, all of this happened is an accident." And that's true. It all started with an accident. And, I got broken up really good on a motorcycle crash. And then I met a couple of acorns on a disc golf course, and that broke a leg in a couple of places. And, so I had a few things go wrong with me early in my career. And what it forced me to do was really look into healing. And I had no business in it. I couldn't stand school. I was way better at daydreaming and imagination. I was really good at figuring out how to skip school. So I had no intention of ever even going to school. I've done so many different jobs. I've done a few different apprenticeships. I was a police dispatcher, 911 operator. I figured I would do that the rest of my life because it was exciting and it was changing every day and it was fun and it paid well. But long story short, I had these accidents. And what happens when you're injured and you're hurt, you start looking, you start looking. And I am from a healing family. My father was a chiropractor, and he, I saw people come in and out of that office for many years. So I sought help out through chiropractic, acupuncture, faith healers, chakra healers, soul retrieval, shaman, you name it. I looked everywhere, but I couldn't get out of pain. I had so much low back pain. It was absolutely crazy. And when I finally found my way out of that, I had a bone in my hand that wouldn't heal from one of my motorcycle accidents. And so it's the hardest, it comes to find once I went to school, it's the hardest bone in the body to heal. It's called a navicular bone. And anybody out there who rides skateboards knows exactly what this bone is. It's one of the carpal bones, has a tiny little blood flow to it. And so anyhow, I broke that bone. And after about 4 months, I come in to the doctor. I'm like, "Hey, man, I'm off work." I was still working. I didn't care. I had a broken bone in my hand. I just did different work. I didn't work as hard with my hand, but I was still working the whole time. And I mean, I was kind of enjoying it. I was off my main job and, doing side projects. I was like, "This is sweet," Well, after about 4 months, the doctor's like, "Hey, if this doesn't heal like in the next 2 weeks, next 10 days or so, we're going to have to do a major surgery." I was like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah, we're going to have to cut a bone off your hip and take a vein out of your leg, put it in there. We'll probably have to fuse your wrist. You'll never be able to use your hand like you are now with a manual work." And I was like, "Whoa, wait a minute. I was having fun here. I'm not really interested in all of that, doc." And he was like, "Well, come back in a couple of weeks." I think it was like 10, 12 days. And we'll take another look and see what we're going to have to do. We have to do something. We can't let it go anymore, or it'll necrose and die, and you can have a real big problem with it. So I left. I was on my way home, and I stopped at a yard sale, and everything at the yard sale was junk. And I was like, "Okay, I'm out of here." I was looking for a lamp for my house, and I went out to get my car, and I reached out for my car door across the curb, and out of the corner of my eye, they were throwing out a box of books, and the top book said, "Heal yourself with hypnosis," and it was a quarter. So I, turned around, flicked the guy a quarter and grabbed the book, took it home, opened it up. And I think I waited a day or two before I even looked at it. And I think I was just kind of bored, and I took a peek at it, and it gave you step-by-step instructions on how to hypnotize yourself and a script on how to have certain things fixed in the body. Well, I just changed the script and named the bone navicular bone and started listening to it every day for a couple times a day. I could feel there was something happening, but you know, I was still also very skeptical. I was like, ah, God, this is so dumb. I mean, I sound so stupid on this recording. You know, it was a cassette tape back then. And I went back 10 days later, and it was 100% healed.
Wow.
And that just, that was it. I was like, what? Wow. Okay, I'm in. And so that kind of started me looking at mind-body, how the mind, you know, when the mind is told what to do, the body follows. And the mind, you know, mind's a double-edged sword. You know, it's extremely, extremely beneficial and powerful, but it's also can really harm us, you know. So the mind is something that is lost in medicine today. Even alternative medicine, there's just a small, they just look at it a little tiny bit. They don't spend a lot of time looking at it. And so, you know, fast forward today, I am a chiropractor. I went to school for 7 years. I took my first college course at age 35, and so I graduated at 42. But the whole time I was in school, I was practicing this hypnosis, and I also had a massage certificate. So I was doing that. I was practicing those fields. So getting my hands on people, using my voice to hypnotize people while I was massaging them. And I was seeing miracles then. I was seeing unbelievable stuff happen to people then. And so once I got into chiropractic and started looking at that end of it, you know, with your hands and the adjusting and all that stuff, I assumed I was going to become a chiropractor. Well, the first week in chiropractic college, I took this class, and it was this guy doing all this weird cranial stuff. He's touching all these different points in the cranium where the cranial bones come together. He's muscle testing for nutrition, this and that. And it was the first break in the class, and I'm walking over to him. I'm all excited, you know. Oh, my God, I got something new. I was so excited, you know. And, hey, Doc, I got a couple questions for you. And he kind of looks at me and goes, hold on. He kind of looks off in the distance, and he holds his hand up, and he starts here, and he takes his finger down this way, and he comes all the way up here to the clavicle and stops. Kind of comes back into his body. He says, yeah, what was your question? I said, well, what the hell was that? And he said, well, that was, that was Susie in North Carolina. She called me this morning. She was having heart murmurs. And so I just thought I'd fix them for her real quick. Now, what was your question? This is a 92-year-old man, right? He was an old man back then. He says, now, what was your question? And I was like, I don't have any questions, dude. I'm out of here, right? I was like a little dog with his tail between his legs. I was like, this guy's nuts, you know? And so I ran out of there. Oh my God, this guy's crazy. And then I had another seminar. I've taken a million seminars. I spent over $1 million in seminars alone. But I had another seminar a week later, and it was a big one. It was Wally Schmidt seminar. He was a pretty famous applied kinesiologist. There was 500 doctors there, and there was a doctor in the corner of the room, and he's sitting over there holding his, moving his hands and doing things. I'm like, okay, what the hell is going on here? So I went over and I said, hey, you're treating somebody somewhere else, aren't you? He says, yeah, don't tell anyone. And so I said, okay. So I left there, and I caught him at lunch, and he says, son, it's all quantum mechanics. It's how the world works. It's all quantum mechanics. Start looking here, look here, look at, you know, Wayne Dyer's stuff, look at all these different people's stuff, and you just see it in your eye. You see it in your mind. You make it real, and it happens. And I was like, okay, all right, okay. So he was a respectable doctor. The other doctor, he had me. He was doing stuff. I just couldn't wrap my mind around. I'm extremely skeptical. You better show me something. I don't believe nothing. That's just me. I'm very curious, but I don't believe. You better be able to show me your stuff right now. I've done so many. You know, come to our free call. We're going to talk about our technique, and what a waste of time. I don't do those things, right? Anyhow, so about a week later, I was treating people on my days off and after school, and this guy came in who I'd been treating for some time. We had absolute miracles with him. We fixed all of his stuff. He was a professional race car driver, so he was all busted up. He had all kinds of neurological issues and things that we worked with hypnosis and massage and were able to fix 90% of his stuff. But he came in and he just looked gray as a ghost. I was like, hey, what's going on? And he said, well, mom's in the hospital in Dallas, and she's failing. They don't know if she's going to make it till morning. Her oxygen's down to 20%. They don't know if a quadruple bypass will help her. They're looking for a heart transplant. Those are not very successful. This was 20 years or 15, 18 years ago. And I said, well, you know, supposedly there's this little thing that we can do. And so he sat down, and I used him as a surrogate to work on her, and which we don't need to do. We've advanced these things now. But anyhow, we worked on her, and she got up at 3 o'clock in the morning. This was like at 7 o'clock at night, Dallas time. She got up at 3 o'clock in the morning, feisty old thing. She yanked all of her tubes out of her body, yanked out of her nose, got up, said she felt better, walked out of the hospital, and left them there. They were livid. Wow. They were so mad. She left the hospital. That's how my remote work started. So that's a long story to tell you how to get to where I'm at now. But she lived another 15 years. She saw him get married. She saw him have a child, a grandson. I think the grandson got to be 7 or 8 years old before she passed away. And she just would never, she wouldn't quit smoking. You know, she had COPD. She wouldn't stop smoking. She wouldn't do half the stuff I asked her to. You know, she wouldn't stop drinking and just loved to party and have fun. And, you know, she lived another 15 years, good years. And what the heck? Not too bad for my first time of remote treatment.
That's incredible. That's incredible. I guess I want to start, Dr. T, with how does the healing work? So obviously you use a few different techniques. I know that you work with angels as well. So can you just explain how you're healing people and how it's working and the mechanisms behind it?
Well, it's all angels. It's not any other technique at all.
Okay, okay.
You know, I borrowed all a angels. Lot of, you know, I've done a lot of studying, so I've saw things within different techniques that work. But I don't do anything I've ever been taught. This is entirely entirely angels and quantum mechanics. So we are all connected. We know that. And, you know, things that come in and out of our life, we are doing that. Whether we understand that or believe that or not, that's what's happening. Every single thing in your life is the result of you, your actions, your thought, your life experience, every single thing, the good, the bad, the ugly. And all of it is required in order to learn and to grow and to figure out how to love harder and really be a better person and, you know, to try to have the best life we can. Right. And so, and we also know we're all connected. So you think of somebody you care about. So, you know, you think of somebody you haven't seen in a long time. They call you out of the blue. This happens to you, I'm sure, all the time. You wouldn't be doing what you're doing if it didn't. And the people listening, everybody's had this experience. Right. And so everyone has also had an angelic experience. Everyone listening, everyone here has been brought here because of you or my consciousness. And people go, well, I listen to him all the time anyhow. Yeah. Well, you don't listen to him every time. You just happen to be listening this time. And so, you know, this is just how consciousness works. And so once you have those inner workings and you really understand on a deeper level of how when we look at something and we intend for something, we modulate something and how our lives, as we go through our lives, we are full of, this is more in the healing realm. This is more towards the angels in a moment. We get full of these things that are distortions. These are errors in our operating system, just like a computer. It's just like that opening scene in The Matrix where it's like, hey, how's it going? Oh, good, good. Yeah, okay, well, you know, well, hey, wait a minute. I just heard something. What, did you hear something? No, I didn't hear anything, you know. And it's beep, a little blip. And these little blips cloud your ability to get in the present moment and heal things. And we can use different techniques to move them. All techniques try to define them and have a means of saying, well, this is what it is. But the reality is that information is already is within consciousness. And angels know way more than we do about what those are. So I kind of got off track a little bit. So I use consciousness to figure out what's gone wrong in your body. And then we use angels to correct it. That's how it's done. And it's all driven by intention, the act of observation, imagination, and really faith. Yep. So I'm teaching this stuff. I'm, you know, it's this class that we're promoting. That's at ahumanengineer.com. A is an Adam, humanengineer.com. The class, we're trying to do 3 a year. We might cut it back to just 2 because it's hard. It's hard to do. They're hard to put on. But what I teach you is this level of quantum mechanics. And I'm able to do what we call, well, it's out there in the world. You can Google it. It's called thought transfer. And so I'm able to do a very specific physical move. I can't do it remotely yet. I don't know why. I tried and tried and tried, but I have to. I used a certain energy that comes out of your hand. There's a certain energy that it connects with in your cranium. Some of the stuff I've learned over the years, it opens up your mind and allows me to just put this code in you that you have this instantaneous access. And people are, I know people are like, oh gosh, oh yeah, right. You have to come and see me. I'm the only one. Well, I don't know anybody else doing it, folks. And I don't know anybody else who can demonstrate this within the first hour. Within the first hour, we have somebody doing this that has no training at all, have never done any healing, don't even know anatomy, don't know physiology. These are housewives. And we're having them do a remote healing across the room, either a headache, if someone has a headache or pain or something within the people attending the class. and then I have somebody else do it, and then I have somebody else do it. We make sure we go through and have four or five of these in the first hour, because seeing is believing, and if you see it enough, you start to believe it.
Absolutely.
And if you believe it, it goes to faith. Now, I have full faith. I've been doing this for, I've been working with angels directly every day. That's all I do for about 9 years, nine, 10 years. I've been aware of them for longer, but they just never did anything for me. Lazy. it just took me a long time to figure it out. And my clients are the one who pushed me towards figuring out how to do this.
Yeah.
It's a double-edged sword, but they're the ones who push me to teach it and help others learn how to do this.
Yeah. I'm just going to go with where my mind's going, because this is how I work. So my question is, how much of the healing is you're doing? How much of it is the angels doing? And how much of it is the individual who's in quote unquote pain or discomforts doing? Is it a combination of all three of you? Like, what's going on there?
It certainly is a combination, but it's mostly angel. It's mostly angels. You know, there's a lot of different energetic works out there. Reiki's out there. There's a ton of energetic work out there. People who do that on higher levels, they're wiped out after a couple. They're wiped out after 2 hours, 3 hours. I do this all day long, all week long. I don't remember the last day I've had off. I've been doing this for nearly a month straight because people are just sick right now. So we are asking an omnipotent energy from another realm to come in and help us. And when we understand how that works, we're really just sitting there going, "Okay, do this for me." And I'm. It took me 6 months to even believe this. The first time a woman brought me a book, and she's like, "Now do what he's talking about in this book." I don't remember the name of it, but it described different types of angels. But it also talked about angels that were just out there that are kind of guardian angels, but don't really have anything specific to do. And that was instantly the group I was drawn to. I think the other angels, the archangels and that sort of thing, they're just busy. You know, they have wars,
yeah,
famines, and all kinds of things to take care of. So the person receiving it has to, all I ask them to do is relax their mind. They don't have to believe anything, really. I mean, it either works or it doesn't. We're doing these free calls right now. You can see all that on the website also. And we get a lot of people on there who are brought on kicking and screaming. They don't want to come on, and they still get better. So, wow.
So even people that are super skeptical, like you were back in the day, or still are, you said you're still skeptical. So
well,
even
not
these people,
but I'm skeptical of the people talking about them working with angels, because I want to know the results. I want to see. I want to see what I'm seeing. If you're seeing what I'm seeing and you're out there working with angels, call me. I will call you back. I will find you. I will hunt you down, because we need to have this brought to the planet more. People are sick and suffering, and there's not enough techniques out there for everyone who are having things go wrong. And this is something else that I do bring to the table, is just my knowledge of my clinical experience long before the angels came around. I mean, I've been treating strange stuff since I got started, because I had strange stuff, and I'm curious. So I've looked at all these different things, of different methods of trying to crack that code, you know. And what is the code? Well, the code is, you know, somebody, you know, I work on, there's two alleys. I work on you and you get better. And the other one I work on, they don't get better. Well, who do you think I'm thinking about at nighttime when I go to bed? Who's keeping me up at night? The one who didn't get better. Why? You know, so why, you know, so I've already gone through all of that stuff. I've figured out all these weird things that are going wrong in the human body that most techniques just aren't looking at. You know, they all talk about inflammation. Oh my God, inflammation. Well, what's driving it? What's causing it? And I think that we have found stuff that is demonstrable time after time, repeatable time after time after time, that's driving these weird things.
What would you say that is that's causing the disease and the inflammation? What's the main driver?
Well, it's 30% of each thing. 30% physical, 30% spiritual, 30% emotional. And the physical part is, it all matters. But a big part are pathogens. I don't know if you had a chance to look at my website at all, but I talk about pathogens on there. Pathogens are having their way with us. We've polluted our rivers.
Can you just explain a little bit for the audience what pathogens are and how they're affecting us?
You're full of pathogens. We are full of them. They used to think blood was sterile 20 years ago. When I first started, they thought blood was sterile. And then they got better at microscopy and they started looking, there's stuff, and they're swimming, they're floating around having a party, they're drinking our wine. So we're a super microorganism. If we didn't have that stuff, we would drop dead. So we need it. But what happens is that gets out of balance, especially with all the antibiotic use. Now we have all these antivirals coming out. I can say this. This is the science. Vaccines have pushed different pathogens to get stronger and create what's called a cell wall, the deficiency. So here's a normal cell wall from a bacteria, but now you flood it with a ton of antibiotics over years, and it'll fold its wall so the antibiotic can't see it anymore. And so these cell wall deficient forms, I think, are a huge, huge, huge problem in society. So it's it's viruses, bacteria, mycoplasms, mold, fungi, yeast, parasites. I mean, those are the main group. Prions are another one that we're starting to see now cause a lot of this stuff. Nanobacteria, stuff that microscopes can't really. Doctors just don't have anything for any of this stuff.
Yeah,
and that's where angels come in, and what we do with the angels is we match frequencies with these pathogens. That's how we're able to see these instantaneous results. I mean, you want to see? I'm doing these free calls again. It's at humanengineer.com. Anybody who is sick, come get on one. I mean, it will shock you. We had there was a 76-year-old woman on there yesterday. She kind of talked like this, and it's been that way for 8 months. Her throat was sore. She had, they said it was GERD. They said it was, they had 1,000, they have 1,000 names for this stuff. They put her through 10 different types of medications. And she talked just like I am now after about 2 minutes.
Wow.
And the soreness, 95% gone. I said, well, you can't have 100% having it 9 months. There's tissue damage. But we had it over 90% in about 2 minutes. Now, this is angels matching these frequencies, and this is all based on work from Royal Raymond Rife back in the 1920s. He's the one who discovered that you match a pathogen with the same frequency and hold that frequency on a radio frequency, it will explode.
Yeah.
And what's happened over the years, again, these cell walls have become deficient, so those frequencies don't work anymore. That equipment is out there. You can buy it. It's $10,000, $15,000. It doesn't work like what we're doing because we're using nature at its purest form in the form of an angel and asking them to modulate the vibrations to figure out what the right frequency is to the pathogens that are in this body.
If someone then is really like mentally closed off or they're like adamant when they speak to you that it's not going to work, is it still working? Is the success rate still high?
Many, many times. And they hate it. They absolutely hate it. They can't stand it. I did a podcast with a medical doctor.
That's incredible.
Doctor, you can't deny this. He had a bad shoulder. He had a labral tear. Now, a labral tear in medicine, in all fields, chiropractic, acupuncture, medicine, any of it, that's automatic surgery. So he had a labral tear, and I said, I'm not finding a labral tear. He said, well, what do you mean you're not finding a labral tear? I said, well, I'm accessing consciousness and I'm asking questions about your shoulder. He was a medical doctor, very young, right out of school. He didn't even know what a cell wall deficient form was. They don't teach that in medicine. They don't teach none of the stuff I'm talking about do they teach in medicine. Anyhow, so I treated him, and the first time I worked on him, it was emotion. So emotion came up. So I treated this guy for emotion, and he kind of turns away. I said, test it out. Get against the wall. Do whatever you can't do, and let's make sure it's better. He comes back, and he goes, it's better. I said, oh, how much better? He goes, 50%. I said, well, that's a miracle. Can't we – 50% right here, 2 minutes, that's a miracle. Can't you at least acknowledge it's a miracle that when you just change the vibration of an emotion? And so then I look deeper into the body. Many times the emotion blocks the pathogens, or vice versa. The pathogens will block the emotions. I teach all this in the class. The human body is a safe. We have to dial the combination around. You can't just – somebody has a bad shoulder. You just can't go in and do physical work on it. What if – you know –
Exactly, yeah.
You have to know what the priority is. You have to unlock the safe. And anyhow, a long story short with this guy, we got it to about 80%, and he just – You know, he just absolutely didn't want it to get better. He was so mad. And I said, well, and what about the labral tear? I said, what about the labral tear? It'll heal now. And that's the thing. If we remove the interference, the body will heal. And that's chiropractic. That's the philosophy of chiropractic.
Yeah.
And acupuncture and osteopathy in the original origins, you know.
Yeah. Where do you stand then with, again, quote unquote, mainstream medicine? Because obviously you've had that background, you've had that so many years of that mainstream world, but now you're in this completely different other realm of medicine and of healing. What are your views on mainstream medicine?
Well, you break a bone, God bless them. You got something, you know, you have a liver, you know, something failing, you know, God bless what they're doing.
Yeah.
They just don't really belong in the disease realm, really. Mm. You know, they just don't. I mean, they never get to the cause of anything.
To the root cause. Yeah.
A cardiologist shouldn't even be in business. The heart is the most resilient organ. You work on it with emotion and then look at other organs that are draining its power. And you don't even, I mean, I fixed so many heart problems in people. I couldn't even count them. It's rarely ever the heart. I can say that all day long. It's usually the liver, kidneys, gallbladder, or adrenals, and it's usually emotional based. And, you know, the heart has its own nervous system, its own circulatory tract. It has its own emotional, it has its own brain. And they know that the heart responds before your brain. Your heart right now knows what I'm going to say before the words can leave my mouth, a split second before your brain does.
And I'm right in saying that my heart waves travel further than my brain waves, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
It has precognition. They know this has all been proven.
Yeah. Amazing.
And like standard chiropractic and acupuncture, I think it's all good. I like all.
Yeah.
I have a chiropractor I go see. I'm just doing different stuff. You know, I'm doing my stuff, and we all do different things. And I like the chiropractic adjustment. I usually go, a couple times, four or five times a year. You know, every couple months, I go in and have them adjust me. I like it. I get a massage every week. I listen to hypnosis tapes every single day. I do my own. I have a bunch on my website. This is how you stay healthy.
Yeah,
you
know, sure.
You certainly can't do this work and not have health. You know, you have to be healthy in order to do this. I mean, it's just the nature of helping people. If you are sick,
can't pour from an empty cup.
I'm sorry?
You can't pour from an empty cup.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, imagine waking up every morning and having the full access to the field of consciousness at your fingertips. I mean, that's basically what I'm teaching. You get up and you just like, okay, here's a new day. It's exciting. You know, for me, I always have stuff to do. I always have clients reaching out. But having this full access to the field of consciousness and then throw some angels on top.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. I love waking up. I don't like to sleep. I love working. I love just everything I'm able to do and being able to share this with other people. I think we have about 80 people now have been to the classes. So we have a pretty large community. They're all having major successes. If you can get on one of those free calls, please do. We have a lot of people from the UK get on those free calls. And I do group healing on them because it's just a vibration. You know, the angels don't mind if it's 1 or 100 people. They love to come out and play. And when they're directed and told what to do, they do it. And the group healing has been amazing. We just had yesterday we had a woman, I was treating all the new people, and this woman had trouble getting on. She's a 76-year-old woman. She finally gets on under somebody else's name. And I'm like, who the heck, you don't look like so-and-so. So-and-so's over here. And she says, no, my name is Gwendolyn. And I said, well, what's going on with you? She says, well, first of all, you fixed in the group healing 2 days ago, you fixed all my neck pain, my back pain, and my knee pain, and my ankle pain. So today I would just like help with my, I have a disease called irritable bowel disorder. And so she got all that healing just from the group session that we did before I did the individual new people. I mean, it's real. It's just vibration.
That's
unreal. Yeah, it's just vibration.
I want to come on to the process in a second, but I'm still interested in the angel stuff because I find this stuff fascinating. So when you're working with the angels, how is the communication flowing? Is it telepathic? Is it auditory? Like, how are you communicating with them and passing the messages on? How's that working?
I've only ever gotten contacted by them a few times, maybe
Right.
two times ever in all this time. But I know they're there. I have faith. So
Yeah.
what we do is we use consciousness to figure out what's wrong. And when we figure out what's wrong, then we can tell them what to fix.
Got
And
you.
so I don't have communication to them. I don't talk to them. I have no idea how many there are. I have no idea about a lot of those kind of questions that I understand that you would that people have. But we all feel it differently. Everybody who I've trained, everybody's like, "Well, hey, I'm kind of feeling it in my arms." I'm like, "That's okay. You don't have to do it like me. And you don't even have to try to feel it. You can just once you
Just do
have
it.
the quantum mechanics and have and figured out that, hey, I see there's a pathogen in your eyes, creating floaters or blurry vision. Once you know that from consciousness, then you can tell the angels, "Hey, go in here and do this." And we have them divided into like two. There's two groups, and there's one group that does something one single thing. That's to help the other ones see what's going on. But so it's like two groups of angels that we use, and I've just defined what each ones do. And once you understand and use what each little thing that they do, you can just call them all together at once, and they all come in and do this work. And in the training, I go through, and I'll find somebody really sick. We'll either have somebody either in the class, or I'll have somebody who knows. Hey, my sister's really sick at home. She's been in pain forever. Okay, perfect. Get her on the phone, and we'll go through and we'll do each individual thing that these groups do, and she'll be like, "Oh my God, it's like 10% better. Oh, it's 20% better. Oh, it's." So each little thing, and these are things that I have learned in other techniques that I won't name because they're very insufficient for overall healing. And but some, I do have to, I try to give I try to recognize the people I have learned from. But most of the stuff is my observations from my clinical experience and put into the program that, okay, this band of angels does this and this does that. It's very specific. And so that's how they work.
Excellent. My next question is around empowering the individual. So how do you make sure that the client feels empowered after they've felt some healing so that they're not reliant on you or reliant on the angels to continue their wellness?
Yeah, the beautiful thing about it is
I'm only
we
just
do.
playing, sorry to interrupt you, Dr. D. I'm just trying to like play devil's advocate a little bit because for me, I'm all about making sure that we've got the power and we're not giving our power away, if you get what I'm saying.
Oh, that's my philosophy.
Cool.
I don't want to see people in my office. I want you out living your life. So
Love
that's the
it.
first thing. So just having that philosophy, first of all, changes everything. Most of the people in my practice, I see most of them. I see maybe once every 2 months, 3 months. Just depends on who, how long they've been in, how sick they are, how far they want to heal. So my goal is to not see people. I want people out living their lives. And so we back up. Again, the website ahumanengineer.com. You can go there right now and plug in your email, and then unsubscribe. Plug in your email, get my free stuff, and then unsubscribe. I don't, but we use I have a Relax to Heal is on there. That's a 20-minute tape to help keep your mind de-stressed. If we just had if people could just have things come and go and not get in, stick around. If you just had your mind trained how to do that, 80% of us would stay healthy most of the time. Another thing that's on there is a heart resonance technique, and this is to help you focus your own intention onto your own heart, because everyone's so hard on themselves, right? We all are, well, we have plenty of compassion for the injured, our injured animal, or our spouse, or our friends, or other people, but we never turn that inward. And so that's a real simple. It's 2 minutes long. It's on my website. You just plug your email in, you get that, and there's a lymph video on there that helps you, teaches you how to drain your own lymph system, which is huge. We don't get our feet in the ground enough. So I try to do a lot. I try to do as much patient education as I can when I'm treating them. I tell them, "Hey, do this, do that." We do use a lot of herbs, not a lot. I do use herbs, and I do use homeopathic formulas if something's indicated. But I try to keep that to a minimum. Really, it's kind of like, "Hey, stop eating sugar, stop smoking, stop doing these things that are they're causing all this stuff." But really, for the most part, the angels, once they clean something up, it doesn't come back. unless you're re-exposed, or something like that. I mean, we are seeing stuff that's, you know, it's hard to wrap your mind around. I mean, lifelong depression. Imagine being born, being 35, 40 years old, being born, just never having a day where the sun shines, always waking up thinking that, wow, how am I going to get through the day today? Oh, 40, 50 years old, 60 years old. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the kind of stuff we watch disappear in minutes and never have it come back. Now, how is that? These are pathogens. Pathogens in the gut, they defecate, they create waste products. It goes right to your brain. Everything in your gut goes right to your brain. We know that. Science knows that. So in your brain, you have a dopamine receptor, and poop from a pathogen comes up and blocks the receptor, blocks four of the receptor sites. Now all you have is one receptor. How are you ever going to have a nice day when all you're getting is a little tiny speck of dopamine? Where does that come from? It comes from mom. It can come from dad. It can come from generations back, being passed down in the sperm or the egg. And science is just starting to learn this, but they still don't have anything to treat it. So, you know, gosh, these are the kind of things that we've discovered that I've known this stuff for 20 years, but I haven't, and I've been able to help many people, but there's many people out there who I wasn't able to help. And the angels have really changed that.
Let's talk about the process, and we could maybe even do it right now. I mean, if I came to see you, because you do it remote. What's the process? Is it individualized? How does it work with coming to see you or doing it remotely to being healed? What's the process?
Well, what's going on? I just asked you. What's happening? What do you want? Yeah, let's do this. So what's wrong? What would you like help with right now? What's the most?
So I've got an injury that I've picked up that's causing me some issues.
How long did it? So here I'm going to play doctor. How long ago did it happen?
So first happened at the end of May. So about what, 2.5-3 weeks ago?
A couple weeks, yeah.
And then re-happened this Saturday just gone. So the 4th of June.
And when it re-happened, did you? And what was the injury? What part of the body were we talking about?
Quad.
Quad.
Quadricep, yeah, probably rec fem, I think. Rectus femoris,
Rectus femoris, okay. And when you re-injured it, you weren't doing very much, but you re-injured it, right? It was like, wow, the hell did I do that? Or were you doing
a No, big... yeah, doing sport.
Oh, you're doing sport, so you got back into it too soon.
Yeah.
How old are you?
34.
And what leg is it?
Right.
And what's so funny is the angels, I've worked on the wrong legs so many times. People have told me the wrong legs. I worked on the wrong legs so many times. I can't tell you. And the good leg or the bad leg gets better anyhow. We had somebody on the call the other night. I just have to say this really quick, where I thought I was working on one person who is taking my class. And you can hear me in the video. I'm like, Joe, what the hell? What do you mean you got bilateral elbow pain? I mean, you know it's the origin insertions. I taught you that in my class. I treated him. And then I said, well, how's that feeling now? And this voice comes on. Well, it feels it's completely gone. Yeah, I'm doing a stretch. It doesn't bother me anymore. I said, that's not the Joe from the class. He's like, yeah, no, I'm over here. We had two Joes on the call. I worked on the wrong guy. The angels know what to do. So let's have you move real quick. Let's have you kind of tell how much it hurts right now, or just flex it, or do whatever you need to do to kind of get a sense of the pain. I mean, don't hurt yourself. Just get a sense of the pain, you know.
Yeah, I've got it.
And where is it? Like, is it behind the knee or up near your hip?
No, high, right up towards, getting towards my hip. Yeah.
Yeah, towards
getting
your
towards my hip.
Towards your hip. It attaches on your ischium, I believe, up here, behind your butt. Does it hurt up there also?
Yeah. No. It's like, it's literally
more hip.
3/4 of the way, yeah, in the quad, yeah.
So this is a pathogen from your body, outside the body, inside the body. So what happens when you injure yourself like this? Many times, a pathogen will move into where the injury is because there's inflammation. So they'll move in there and set up shop, and they'll make that area weak. So you didn't wait long enough to retest it. And what we expect to happen is the immune system to come in and wipe them out and allow those tissues to heal the way they're supposed to. But I'm finding a pathogen got in there and is eating at those insertions of tendons and ligaments. So a ligament goes into bone, it plugs into bone just like that. They like that surface right where it plugs in at for some reason. So you injured it, and then create inflammation, and they come from another part of your body and move in there and set up shop. That's what I'm finding. So what I would do in my office, I'd first get your credit card. I'm joking. I'm joking, everybody. I'm doing free calls, for Christ's sakes. Get on them, people. And let's see here.
Oh, you're one of those doctors.
I'm just looking to see what muscles it is. But you are correct. It is the rectus femoris. Huh. Interesting. What I do now is now that I know where it is, I just ask the angels to come in and do what they do. So I use the first group first, and I'm just going to do the whole thing because I don't want to miss anything. I don't want this coming back for you. So we'll just do that, and we'll look at all the distortions it created, because when you're injured, it sucks, doesn't it? It's like, I need to feel better. What sport were you playing?
Soccer.
Nice.
Oh, we call it football.
Yep, football. And then here's where the magic happens, is this particular. Now, I have a fan blowing on me over here. It's a little warm here today, so I can't feel the heat in my hands. But you might feel some heat down there towards your knee, and also higher up into the actual belly of the muscle and higher up by your hip. You might feel a little, I don't know. You may or may not. Everybody's different. Was it bothering your knee or not really?
No.
Yeah, I find that often where it doesn't bother something, but I am finding it there as well. And so you can have gently move it around again and see if the pain level changed. Just be sure not to re-injure it. Just kind of, check it out just like you did before we started.
There's not as much pain with movement, but it's still tender to touch.
Okay. Yeah, when it's fresh like that, it's hard. It's harder to get an instantaneous change. But less tenderness on movement is a really good sign. Let me just finish this here, because what we may not get a lot more of the pain out, but we're erasing what made it weak, and so now it will heal. So that's the first.
My leg feels lighter, definitely.
Okay, awesome. And then now what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a couple physical things. It's kind of like you're in front of me, so this is like the chiropractic stuff I'm going to do. And we're just going to make it all set. I'm actually going to do your whole body, because when you injure one part, it hurts the whole body. So I'm just seeing you in my mind. I'm stretching you out going, doing. I know it's a little weird, but come and learn this stuff, folks. Anybody can do this. It's really easy. It's super powerful. And I'm just going to adjust your hips for you. And your tummy, actually, the rectus femoris, I can't remember what organ is related to, but the tummy, I can hear. So something else I teach is as I start narrowing down my focus, I do hear, it's not the angels, it's the universe. It's like this clairaudience. You just kind of hear, your organs kind of got torqued on that injury. And so we're just going to fix those for you. And we're going to refine that nervous system for you here, because when it's injured, it gets facilitated. Now, you're going to feel better, but you know what? You really need to start over on the healing process. So that's 4 weeks, no soccer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is, I can feel it in my hands, but like I said, I have this fan on me, but I can feel it buzzing. So when you tear a ligament or a tendon, it takes some time for it to heal to the point where you can really push it again. And if you get out too early, it's possible to, do some more damage that is going to take a lot longer to heal. So if you can, try to give it a couple of weeks at least. Take a little breath.
I'm feeling my chest now.
Yeah, I just finished your chest. Take a little breath in and a little breath out. And so I have to fix your heart. Is that okay?
Yeah, I'm definitely getting some stuff in my chest for sure.
So we have to do that. And anyone listening can enjoy this one also. This will just take a minute. And I can show you, if you take your right hand and reach over underneath your left armpit, and you drop down your left armpit about breast height right here in the mid-axillary line, just take a broad contact. Just gently push in there. Like all somewhere in there, it's really tender. Am I correct?
Yeah.
And it's like, what the hell is that? Push on it hard. If you're in my office, you levitate. You fly right off the table because I like you to really see. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Now, I could fix that with angels really quick and easy, but I kind of want to demonstrate this because this is on my website. Everybody should go get this. And also the reason why I want to do this is because this is a little deeper healing for you. Because I was hearing emotion as I was treating you, that there's anchored stuff in your heart that is compromising your energy and just your ability to, just be totally present, right? Is that fair to say? Yeah, just be totally here and present and available emotionally and physically for all of life, right? So what you'll do is you will close your eyes, you'll take a breath in, and anyone watching this, you can do this. This vibration goes right through, my intent goes right through, right to you, wherever you are. I don't care if it's a year from now. That's how this works. It's unbelievable, but this is how it works. So one more breath in and breathe out. Now, why I'm having them do this is the angels like the mind relax. And so now I want you to bring to mind where your heart is in your body. See it clearly, any kind of heart you want. And anybody else watching, do this also. It could be a Valentine's Day heart, but it's in your upper left chest is where your heart is. And fill it with compassion for yourself. You know, fill it with compassion for yourself. Sorry, I'm setting my clock. Here we go. You know, no one knows what you've been through in life. Only you can have the most compassion for yourself. What does that pity feel like? That sympathy. That empathy. And understanding and care. Really feel your heart, that compassion, that sensitivity for yourself, that tender-heartedness. You know, we have it for everyone else all the time. What happens? What does it feel like to have that warm and soft-heartedness and love and warmth and tenderness and gentleness? Just being kind. That leniency and mercy and tolerance and kindness and consideration. You know, just being that kind-heartedness and having that, well, that benevolence for yourself. And that gentleness and warmth and love and care. And I'm going to have you change that vibration over to appreciation. Appreciation for yourself. This is the things that you do. This is that recognition and enjoyment of the good qualities that you do. You know, we're not out here looking for a trophy or an accolade, right? We do things. I mean, I hope you do things. I feel like you do. I do. And all of us do. We do things that are just good. Things that you value. Things that you respect. I love to help people, whether it's in my office or, you know, somebody loading stones at the local quarry and needs help. You know, a flat tire, you know, helping people brings everyone seeing it joy. And when we do something nice, these are things that we should cherish about ourselves, things we should admire and treasure and take the moment to do that. Things we have a high opinion of, things we value, things we respect, things that we deserve a hat tip for. And a gratefulness and a thankfulness for who you are and who you've become in life. And take a little breath in, please. And a little breath out. And now let's have you gently recheck that leg one more time. I just love this stuff. It's just so powerful. Very gently, I know it's injured, so we just want to make sure, but I did physical stuff, we did a splash of emotion.
Yeah, it feels lighter, still tender, but lighter.
Lighter, that's for me, that's all. if you were in my office, I'd be like, hey, that's all we're going to get. I'm sorry, but now it's going to heal. I want to do one more thing. This is one more thing that the angels, I'm just going to ask them to come in. And we light that area up real clearly for it. And then we ask the angels again to stimulate and provide stem cells, omnipotent, pluripotent stem cells for rapid healing to really get that fixed and moving. Have you been vaccinated?
No.
Okay, good, good, good. No spike proteins making this worse. That's a really good thing. And we have to kind of avoid people, especially the people who have been out there doing 3 and 4 boosters. Unfortunately, they're making the problem.
Does that come across to us? Sorry.
I'm sorry.
If I'm around people that have had 3 and 4 vaccines, is that going to get transferred over to me?
You got to be really careful out there. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, you got to be careful out there. You kind of want to be kind of stay away from those people.
Yeah.
I'm seeing things now that's just mind blowing, and that's something else I do teach in my class, and something I can't get into too much right now. I mean, I don't want them hunting me down, but we are able to treat it. We are able to fix it, and that's why I don't have any time off. That's why I haven't had a day off in over a month, because word is slowly but surely getting out. All the crazy stuff that's happening. Look what's going on in America. Even the mental stuff. These things are driving. Crazy thought patterns, self-deprecating thoughts, suicidal thought, rage, all kinds of stuff. These substances don't belong in the human body, and they go everywhere. And anyone listening who's like, oh, he's what does he know? You are hypnotized and you are crazy. If you're listening to this, wake up, because a nanoparticle does not belong anywhere in the human body. It goes right through the blood-brain barrier, right into your brain, right to your ovaries, right to your right to your sperm. It goes all to the places in the body that it's everywhere, and it's a real shame what's happening. And this isn't conspiracy theory. This is all fact, all based on Pfizer's own documents. And of course, I knew this from day one because I know how to access consciousness. But it's all come out now. It's all proven. I'm not saying anything that's not true. Wake up.
Does your work get that stuff out, Dr. T? So the stuff you're doing, can you get these nanoparticles and all that? Well, I'm going to swear that shit out.
I can't say that because I can't prove that clinically. We have a mechanism for disabling the production of the protein that's doing the damage. The nanoparticles is a whole other story. You might be stuck with those the rest of your life. And they aren't as, it's the code that they're putting into the DNA. This is a DNA, and anyone listening who's like, oh, gosh, he doesn't know what he's talking about, he's a conspiracy theory. Folks, this alters your DNA. There's no question. They know all of this. It's all in their own documents. The head of Bayer, the head of Pfizer have already talked about it. They know that's what it does. When you have a messenger RNA producing a protein, that's altering your DNA, just so you know. This is not conspiracy theory. This is fact. Wake up. Stop doing it.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? What are they going to do now? 10 boosters? 15? We only need 4 boosters. Guess what? Those people are dropping dead. They are creating more and more harmful viruses, and they're polluting our entire environment with these damn spike proteins that jump into other humans. And it's all by design. It's all in their documents. You just got to wake up.
100%.
Yep. People have to wake up. We're in big trouble.
It's funny we came onto this because my wife and I were having the same conversation this morning, and we just said to ourselves, we're so glad that we didn't get the vaccine. So glad.
God bless you. Thank you for not. And, I unfortunately can't talk a whole lot about it and what we're seeing.
I know.
It's crazy. I mean, they're going to pull my license here any day anyhow. As soon as they see your podcast, as soon as they see one of these podcasts I've done, they're going to come after me. I don't give a shit. Come on, bring it up.
Exactly.
Guess what? You can't stop angels. You can't stop consciousness, and you can't stop me from doing what I do. My chiropractic office is a storage room. There's no files. I don't touch anybody. You can do what you want to with it. I don't even care anymore, because my job on this planet is to teach as many people as possible to have this access. And
exactly. And the more that we do this, what we're doing, we'll raise the vibration up, and we'll have less of those people.
We are connected. There's a lot more of us than they think. They like to say, oh, we've got the, 90% of the population. The media shut it off, folks. This is where it's at, these podcasts, and this is where you're going to get the true information. They're lying to us Americans like through tooth and nail, and is falling. It's falling apart. Their lives are falling apart because the fact is the majority of us haven't taken it. At least 50% haven't taken it, and now they're throwing the damn things out because they can't. People aren't lining up anymore. They've brainwashed and manipulated half the population, and even those people who are brainwashed, the spell is slowly wearing off. They're starting to see. Wait a minute. How am I sick? Why am I sick? Why? Wait a minute. I got four boosters and now I'm sick. How's that? Slowly but surely, it's starting to happen. But there's something else coming. You know, they're going to come up with something else. You know, we have monkeypox and all this other bullshit. They're trying. That's why it's so important to, you know, if you're sick, please come onto my website, get on a program. That's the best way to see me. I've got so many clients, I can't see people one on one. It takes months to get in to see me. If you want one on one, the programs I've set up to help those who are sick and have no way out of, haven't gotten any help from everything they've tried. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you are teaching others now your techniques. How many did you say you had of about 50 people?
Yeah, like 80. I think like 80. Nah, I think we have about 80. Yeah, 80. Yeah, we've done up. Yeah, wow, we're on TNT 4 now. And so, yeah, we have about 80 people out there doing the work. And, you know, they come out.
So TNT is your total knowledge technique. Yep. Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So you're teaching everything we've spoken about to others now using that technique.
Everything. Yeah. It's 3 days. It's full. It's everything I wish I had been taught 25 years ago. You will walk out. Yep. You will not only believe, you will have you will have a certain level of faith because you have done it so many times. If we run out of people to work on, we get people on the telephone. There's plenty of people to work on. We worked on a dog on the last class. This dog was shriveled up, just about done, could barely stand. It was running around the place by the end of the class. We treated it every day for 3 days. Literally, it was running around. She's like, the woman, the owner of it was just like, I just don't even know what to say. I can't believe this. This little dog just, you know, especially the old dogs that are really stiff and got arthritis and that sort of thing, we have tremendous results with, because that's all pathogens.
Do you have a rough idea of, in terms of percentage of your success rate with helping people? Because surely there's some people that you've worked with and you couldn't help them, or the angels couldn't help them. Do you know what your like kind of success rate is?
I really don't. You know, I wish I could.
I'm assuming it's pretty high.
Really high. It's, you know, by the time somebody finds me, people don't come to me with little tiny things. You know, you know, it's usually they've already seen everybody and they finally have given up, and someone says, well, we know this guy, he works with angels, and then they'll finally come, you know, I get the crazy stuff, you know, I get all the, I mean, we had a woman, a recent client, she got doubly treated, and she developed a vertigo, dizziness, memory loss. They thought she was having dementia. She so bad that her vertigo was so bad, she was putting in handrails around her mansion. You know, she has a giant farmhouse in Texas. And, you know, I think it was two sessions. In two sessions, she's, you know, thinking clearly, 100% gone. She canceled the handrails. I mean, these are the kinds of things that we get. You know, these are just kind of cases that we get. The crazy scoliosis, the spinal stenosis cases, you know, anxiety, depression, back pain, neck pain, all the, you know, allergy, all the stuff that people just aren't having good results with. So
have you got a standout case, Dr. T? Have you got one where you think that was one of the best results ever? I know you've had thousands of incredible results, but have you got one or two in your mind? Obviously, don't share any names, but people that you think, boom, that was one of the best
ones.
One
of my favorite ones is I was walking through a resort in Jamaica just trying to have a weekend off, and I hear this, Tony, hey, Tony. I'm like, Tony, no one can know me here. I'm in Jamaica, you know, I'm off. Sure enough, I look for an airport.
Always the way.
And he's in a beach lounger over, you know, hanging out. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. I go over to Seth, what the hell are you doing? I hadn't seen this guy in years. He was not too much. He told me what was happening. He retired. He sold his place. He moved to Colorado, and he's like, yeah. I said, well, sure, let's go have breakfast, you know. And he says, oh, well, I would if I could get out of this chair. I said, what do you mean? He said, I can't stand up. I said, what's going on? He said, you know, they call it spinal stenosis. I said, spinal stenosis? Where? He said, oh, it's all through my lumbar spine. I can't walk. I can't. I'm starting to lose track of my bowels, my bladder. You know, it's 90%, 85% occluded. They're talking about surgery. Surgery doesn't have a very good chance of helping me. And so, and I had met, I hadn't seen him in four or five years. I met him at a music festival 15 years ago. And I just, you know, once I'll see him once a year or so. I didn't barely even know the guy, you know. So I treated him there. I said, well, I got this little thing working with me now. He said, what's that? I said, angels. He said, oh, Jesus. You're always crazy. You're always onto something nutty, you know. And I said, yeah, well, you want me to try or don't you? He was like, yeah, I do. So there's one thing that I do teach in my class. It's physical. There's a couple things that we teach physical. If someone's in front of you, a couple of big, they're big things. And I give credit to the guy who taught them to me. But they really help iron out the nervous system if you're in front of me. So I did that to him on the chair. And then I just used angels on him. And he got up and stumbled out. His wife came out with a walker, came over. Hey, Tony, how's it going? Oh, yeah, we're ready to get him back up to the room before the show tonight. We were there for a set of concerts. And he's like, I'm going to try this on my own. I'm feeling better. And he heated up like a light bulb, and he felt it. He was like, man, that's hot. I can't believe this. Sometimes people heat up in ways you can't believe it. Anyhow, he got up, and he looked like he was drunk, but he stumbled off from that lawn chair, stumbled back to the room, not using the walker. And he came out to the show that night. Next day, I saw him in the morning, treat him again. That nighttime, he was walking around, no walker, at the show. The third night, he was dancing.
Wow.
So it was three treatments in a lawn Amazing. Chair. With an 85% occluded. Any doctor out there who's me say this says, this guy's lying. He's 85% occluded. That's automatic surgery. That's you're going to become a paraplegic. That's the diagnosis, basically. So that was a big deal. And I saw him about, and you asked earlier about, you know, how long does it last? Yeah, yeah. I saw him about 3 years later jumping up and down off the stairs at Red Rocks in Colorado. This guy's 72 years old. And the stairs at Red Rocks are 3 foot tall. And I was like, so, hey, Seth, looks like it's been holding. He's like, haven't had none of it ever since. None of it ever since that.
That's amazing.
Three treatments, and probably half-hour treatments, 15-minute treatments, three 15-minute treatments. Yeah. That's what we're talking about. That's you know, miracle is a big word. You know, it's hard to, I don't like to use the word. I don't like to use the word healer. I'm not a healer, folks. I'm a farmer. I'm a disc golfer. these are angels and they're here to help us. And once you understand how, and I do this little thing, you have full access to it. It's crazy. Never imagined I would be doing this. I never, ever imagined. I thought I was going to be cracking backs until that. Of course, that doctor who did that day, that I came to find out later, that is the heart meridian he was touching. And God bless him. He's long gone. He died many, many years ago. But for just, he was so nonchalant about it and so casual. I remember after leaving, I went home and I told my girlfriend at the time. And she's like, well, God, you know, I don't know. Maybe he's doing something no one else is. And, you know, I've always had people in my life who always encouraged me to take another look, you know, just keep that curiosity going. I feel very fortunate to have had that and to have come across some amazing things from different teachers along the way who taught me, really be present with people and have the level of compassion we need to, you know, stay curious and always be excited every time we enter into this realm.
Absolutely. I feel like I could talk to you forever, Dr. T, but I just want to close things out by just telling you and the audience how I'm feeling, because it's been, what, maybe like 10, 15 minutes since you did your magic, and I'm feeling the warmth. I definitely feel warmer than I was earlier, but I also feel lighter, and I feel a little bit tingly. That's my feedback.
And I think anybody watching will say, has your face changed since we started until now? The energy that within you has changed from the time we started until now. People lose years. I mean, it's unbelievable. We see it. We have to do more before and after, but I can see it through the computer and the camera. Like, there's a different light going on you now. It's just, you're going to heal.
And I feel more energetic, for sure.
Heal up for you really well now.
I might have to go for a run around the block. Oh, no, not with my leg.
Take it easy for a while, okay?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I really appreciate you doing that for me. That's absolutely incredible. Oh, not you, the angels. Yeah. I appreciate both of you.
All of you. No, it's the angel.
All of it.
I'm grateful that I could do that for you.
Yeah, thank you. Where can the listeners go, Dr. T, to get more of your information? You've mentioned your website a couple of times, but yeah, just tell them again your website. And also, I think you've got a free gift for our listeners as
I
well,
think
right?
There's a bunch of stuff out there. If you come take the class,
I'll drop it all in the notes anyway.
I've never said this, but anybody coming internationally that comes to my class, there's a couple people I think coming from the UK to this next one. It's the end of June. I think we're going to have one at the end of October. I don't know yet. But and no one knows this. My team don't know this or anything. But I'm giving an extra $1,000 off the cost of the class to help offset the fees of travel. And we always give off. We always have. I think it's TNT Love. We always offer $500 off if anyone sees this and signs up. So that's $1,500 off the cost of the class. It's ahumanengineer.com. A is in Adam, human, common spelling, engineer, E-N-G-I-N-E-E-R, a human engineer. That name was given to me by a client 25 years ago. I never imagined it would stick, and I've always loved it, and it's always felt appropriate for my search and curiosity to figure out what's going to help people. Ahumanengineer.com. Everything's on there. I've seen the site twice. It's not my gig. I just like doing the work. I don't know what you're...
Yeah, for sure. I've got one more quick question. Once people learn these techniques, can they work on themselves, or is it only...
No, they can work on themselves. Absolutely, you can work on yourselves. You know, it's harder to work on yourself. I'm not going to... I'm not somebody who would ever mislead anybody. It's harder to work on yourself. I definitely have had tremendous results on myself. Many of the people who I've trained have had tremendous results on themselves. But the universe does work on as an observer. It's an observer universe. So if something can't move for me, I reach out to the people I've trained. There's a couple different people who I'll reach out to. Hey, I'm having problems with this, and it's just amazing when you have a miracle, right? When I get to experience a miracle. I had one of the guys in my class, Charlie, worked on me. I got ripped up in a surf accident in Nicaragua. I literally couldn't move. I couldn't think. Landed on top of my head. I'm sure I had a concussion. 9 to 10. Neck, shoulder, back, low back pain. And I called him, and I was like, man, anything. I was just so appreciated. I hung up on him, and I walked out to the beach. And by the time I got to the beach, 2 minutes later, it was completely gone. I couldn't believe it. A true miracle. So I just love when I get to experience those also.
Yeah, for sure. Amazing. We always end my podcast in the same way, and that is with a favorite quote or a piece of wisdom just to end the show, please.
Well, I'm done when there's no fun. I literally am done. When there's no fun, I'm out. And people always say, hey, give us a word of advice. A word of advice is raise the vibration of joy. Put a smile on somebody's face you don't know. Just say hello to someone who doesn't want to be asked or told hello. It helps you. It helps them. It helps everyone who sees you do that. So raising joy and having fun is, we're only here once, so please raise those vibrations. And yeah, that's my it's not a very expansive quote, but I am done when there's no fun.
love it. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. And
thanks
let's
for
keep
having
in touch.
Me. Have a great afternoon. Get some
no
good
problem.
Rest.
That's a wrap on another episode of the Kinetic Fitness Show. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this podcast episode with your friends, family, and colleagues. Until next time, peace and love.